Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More after Heather's news.
All right, so there's a Michigan couple that is getting some attention after naming their newborn son after the brewery where he was born. So last month, Kyle and Aaron Baker were on their way actually to the hospital because Kyle was experiencing some unusual pain. Like, she didn't think she was going into labor, but had some cramping, so thought, you know what, let's just get to the hospital just to be sure everything's okay. About a 25-minute drive, right? They weren't in any hurry because she thought she was not in labor yet. No way. But then things quickly changed, and they realized, oh gosh, this baby is coming right now. So the husband pulled over. He happened to pull into the parking lot of One Well Brewing in Kalamazoo. And by the time he got to the passenger side door where she was sitting, that baby was on its way out. So the ambulance hadn't arrived yet. It happened very, very quickly. And so they decided, they said they already had a name picked out for a first name, but were undecided for the middle. So they decided to kind of commemorate the moment by naming the little baby Forrest Wells Baker.
So they threw the brewery in there.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Wells is kind of a popular name. It's a trendy name right now, so it fits well. And literally. And the brewery was very excited as well. They actually said they have an area in the brewery that's called the Forest. So they thought it was meant to be. This little boy Forrest was meant to be born right here in our parking lot.
Will they get free beer for a while?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, at least one round, right? Like to celebrate.
Yes. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, Dad should get one round. Mom should get rounds for life.
Exactly. Yeah. So there were so many people at Comerica Park over the weekend, and the Tigers posted this really cool stat on Twitter, and they said the Tigers drew 128,108 fans for this weekend's three-game series against the White Sox, and it's the highest attended three-game set at Comerica Park since July 20th through the 22nd in 2012, when there was only 633 more fans there. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
John, what happened in 2012?
Well, if you win, they will come.
It went to the World Series.
Yep.
Yeah. It's really, it's when you hear the numbers and see the stat, like, you knew there were a lot of people there.
Yeah.
But when you really think about almost setting a record.
So many people feel connected to this team.
It's pretty cool.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.